on Deshaun Watson now that the season is over for Deshaun and that there's going to be a cap charge and many things like that. But the Bonin Boys, Ken and Anthony, take their show beyond 6 to 10 a.m. Tuesday and Thursdays with their emerging podcast scene. Listen live on the 92.3 The Fan Extra channel on the free Odyssey app and 92.3thefan.com presented by Extend Technologies, or check out every single archived episode. Make sure to check it out. That's a good podcast right there. But we're talking about the situation of the Browns. And just to go back to it, I just have heard a lot of sky is falling. And for me, like, the number one thing that sports subsides on at all point, even in media, is can you see the light?
Mm-hmm.
Right? So it's all about hope.
You got to sell hope.
And Deshaun, the situation with Deshaun, I really want to make it clear, because I just don't feel anything personally bad or good about Deshaun. The situation has annoyed me. I've seen Browns fans turn against each other. It was too much, man. It sucked. It sucked the life out of being a Browns fan. That things like this thing did things that even 0-16 didn't do. You got to understand how bleak it felt these last 7 weeks. And so now it feels like that eclipse is gone. And so, yes, because I actually think you and I think the same way.
Well, I don't know that we do, because I like that you have, like, the sky is opening, and that's where I was yesterday.
The sky is falling now? Is that where you're at?
And, well, no, if you want people to sell you on hope, what hope do I have to sell you on, Nick? That's the hard part. I think that's where maybe we are in a little bit of a disagreement here, is I can't sell you on any hope. Like, one part is done. One part of the equation is done, and we got there. Now we're moving forward to the next part of the equation, and that next part of the equation is what? It's just shrouded in mystery.
Well, yeah, but that's not a bad thing, because just because you might have the conversation, if somebody calls about Miles, what do? It doesn't mean you have to trade him. You don't have to do anything from here.
Right.
Right? You don't have to. If you want to tank. You want to rebuild. You want to try and retool.
Right, but why am I supposed to be happy about a rebuild that's going to take more years?
Because you went from directionless to now you get to choose a direction.
It feels like we're directionless to still directionless to me.
No. You just haven't chosen a direction yet. You couldn't choose a direction 3 days ago. Now you can. You just have to choose the right one. Now, again, that we can start to
unpeel. We don't even know who's choosing this direction at this point, though.
I mean, it's going to be the same guy, at least from one perspective.
It'll still be Haslam and then everyone else that's underneath Haslam?
Yeah. And, like, yeah, that comes with a pack of problems or questions or whatever. But this is not the only reason that we're starting this conversation the way that we are.
Mm-hmm.
Because it has been... I realized yesterday, after I saw through the anger.
Yeah, you were seeing red.
The white hot magma that I felt in my blood yesterday, which could also be blood pressure problems and just diabetes, maybe.
Man, but, just throw anything else onto the plate.
But after... No. It was Browns football.
Yeah, okay,
it's
good.
It's not my lifestyle choices. It was Browns football, those sons of so-and-sos.
Take that, blood pressure.
But I found myself this morning listening to Peter from Perrysburg, who's a caller on the station, one of our big listeners.
That's your guy.
It's my guy, because one time on Twitter he said I was his favorite show, and he said it in a tweet to Ken, and I thought that was very funny. And I think he only said it because he was on hold with Ken and got mad.
That does skyrocket you right to the front, doesn't it?
I just thought it was funny. Like, there's nothing funnier than, like, hey, just so you know, you're good. I like that other guy better. There's just something so direct about that, especially if it's out of spite.
Being on the other end of those scenarios, too, where you're in a tweet thread, and he's like, well, I like you. I like that other guy a little bit better. It's like, well, that was unnecessary. That just didn't need to be thrown in there.
It was like the win percentage in baseball, where it's like, I felt like a 99% win percentage and then tanked. But Peter in Perrysburg was on with the morning show today, and this is the snowballing that I think absolutely makes zero sense with where we are right now.
Let's go to the phones. Peter in Perrysburg. Peter, hello.
This season is done. Next season is done with the cap hit. 26 is over with the cap hit. 26, 27, 28, we'll be rebuilding. 29, we'll be ready to open the dome at a competitive 8-9. The decade is over. This is done. We have to completely rebuild this team. I don't know how anyone can look at this situation and not see that we have to completely redo everything. We are right back to 2016 and 2017. We have completely lost any goodwill from any other franchise or ownership group. The team has lost our goodwill. The decade's over. Wake me up in the 2030s, honestly.
So,
it's done.
So This is, as somebody who's been to therapy for most of his life,
yeah,
this is textbook snowballing. It's okay. Where you start with one bad thing and you start to go into thought circles about it and starts to roll down the hill. And by the time you get to the bottom of the hill, all hope is lost and we might as well stop being an NFL team.
And we're back to being Sandra Bullock and Bird Box.
We are Bird Boxing it like you wouldn't believe. And the reality is, one, it was wildly funny because he went from 2024 is over. And you know what, 2025. And then we might as well just wrap up. Guys, it doesn't take 5 years to rebuild.
We erased a whole decade.
Guys, it shouldn't take you 5 years to tank. It shouldn't.
Well, think about what the Eagles did, right? I think about the Eagles as an interesting, how do we do this? And they won a Super Bowl, and then within 5 years, they were back in a Super Bowl with a new head coach, new quarterback, new offensive and defensive coordinator, and a lot of new pieces to that team. Brand new wide receivers. Like, they did what the Browns should be trying to do. It doesn't take forever to rebuild in today's NFL, Nick. It doesn't.
And here's the thing. The Rams did this post the Super Bowl situation where literally you saw them win a Super Bowl. Stafford gets hurt. They have the lost season. And listen,
they just decided they might trade Cooper Kupp today. So,
but again, like those are that doesn't mean they're tanking. And the reason why the Rams had hope last year is they had one of the best draft classes in history, getting Puka Nacua in the fifth round and Kobe Turner in the third round.
Yeah.
And so like it continues to come back to. The worst thing you can do is the T word. Like if you go straight tanking, that's just that doesn't make any sense. That's the only bad move from here. Everything else becomes a conversation, right? And we're going to get into those individual conversations. But like this idea that rebuild in the NFL is a dirty word. No, teams do it all the time.
I know, but right now it just feels so far away. I mean, I love that you have the optimism attached to all this, but for me it just feels so far away. Like,
but
I'm looking
how
at,
far away?
I mean, you think we're going to be competitive next year?
If you got the number one pick and the quarterback was good, you have enough pieces to be a competitive
team. First off,
team.
It's a lot of ifs attached to that. If we get the number one pick, have you seen the Patriots?
That's, they're not going to the entirety of sports.
They're not going to win. I know, but they're not going to win another game this year.
Well, yeah, okay.
Patriots aren't going to win another game this year.
All right. That also, if we track that, they went from Bill Belichick to a first-time head coach. They also changed their roster, traded Matthew Judon. Like,
but they got their quarterback, Drake May. Like, they went there, and they did a little bit tinier than that.
Was he the third-best quarterback in this draft,
wasn't even
or
that.
Best?
This was trying to comp out for how we would go ahead and even get the number one overall pick. This wasn't even what you do with the number. Like, I'd love to be Washington. It'd be great if we drafted Jaden Daniels, and then instantly we're awesome.
Wasn't he in the number two pick?
He was number two, yeah. Okay. But how often does that happen, though?
It happened last year.
CJ Stroud, we have Jaden Daniels, so back-to-back years you get one.
Caleb Williams pretty darn good.
That was number one overall pick.
Well, they're also 4-2 with in a loaded.
They were a 7-win team last year, though, and they were already, I mean, people made the argument in the offseason that the Bears were in the best position to ever have a number one overall pick because they weren't actually drafting number one overall because they sucked the year prior.
Uh-huh.
They drafted because, as you know, Carolina. That was part of a trade deal.
Yeah, but
different circumstances.
But you got
very
Caleb.
Much so.
But in fairness, that was a 7-win team, sure. But that is a situation where you plugged a rookie quarterback into a veteran team, and you're winning.
I just want to make it clear then. So the hope we're having here is that you not only draft the right rookie quarterback, the rookie quarterback is awesome, and that's what we're banking on for next season.
We're putting all our chips in that basket.
I just want to make sure
you still have the bulk of a roster that won 11 games last year.
And is about to win one game this year, or three games this year, or four games this year, or whatever it ends up being.
Yeah, and that
it's just a lot of optimism.
But we agree. Well, no. We agree this is not a talent problem this year, right?
Well, we have never really dissected anything beyond it being a Deshaun problem, what exactly this is.
I
think you've gone after it being a coaching problem.
That's like very, I just like shot out like I have. No, it's a cultural problem. It's 100%.
Okay, but if we're going to bring back Stefanski and Barry, which I don't agree with, by the way, how are we fixing the culture then to turn around and have it any better than next year winning right away?
You're not bringing one of those guys back.
And I agree with that. I don't know that you're bringing both of them back, but you've said before that it's both is off the table for you.
I myself would never call for a head coach to be fired.
You see the hurdles, though?
I'm above those kind of shenanigans, having opinions on Sports Talk Radio. I would never, ever call for a coach to be fired. Because I know how I was raised. And I just I'm going to tell you right now, progress is a proud city. But, no, I mean, like, here's the thing. It just starts with, this is... We do this all the time in sports, and we just snowball like you wouldn't believe. Start with what do you want to do at quarterback? And listen, I can't tell you that I know these jackwads know how to pick a quarterback. They clearly didn't know what they had in Baker, who continues to be a pretty darn good NFL quarterback, but maybe not a Super Bowl winning quarterback. I'd take what he did the last 2 years here. Seems like that's better than what he did in Cleveland, but I digress. They handpicked Deshaun Watson and then put him in a system that he didn't fit for 3 years. So I'm not saying there aren't things that need to be tweaked here, but rebuilds don't take 5 years in the NFL.
I agree with that.
Retools don't take 3 years in the NFL, and you just need to be super diligent and understand why you failed. And so this year you failed in part because you had a quarterback who's the situation, not the quarterback, the situation became the albatross around your neck. It might have taken your head coach with you. And by the way, it probably took your OC and your O-line coach, which might be the reason why your head coach looks like a fraud now, because he might have been propped up by somebody. So start there. Start with that conversation.
I think the dangerous assumption here, fine, I'll just call it assumption. Dangerous was a little bit much there, is the idea that the offense is like built and ready to win right now if you just plug in a quarterback, and I don't agree with that. Amari Cooper is gone, by the way, and so your number one wide receiver is Jerry Jeudy. Jerry Jeudy is the number one wide receiver with Elijah Moore. Cedric Tillman is like the 25th best wide receiver room in the NFL.
That might even be generous. That's some fan site, or that's some media site ranking
them. That's me just saying
them.
It right now.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean
throw
anything.
Throw that in there with, I don't know, what do we have at the running back spot? We have Nick Chubb, but Nick Chubb didn't look great last week. I have no idea what Nick Chubb is going to be years to come.
You're spiraling again. You've got 10 days.
Our offensive line is an absolute mess right now. Like you say we have so much talent. But you say we have so much talent, but I see talent on the defensive side of the ball. I don't see it the same way in the offensive side of the ball. And you know what? I like hugs. Okay, I like hugs.
Hugs are great.
I had some of these same questions last year when it came to the offense in many respects.
Did you think they were talented last year?
I thought parts of them were talented. Okay. I did think we overrated the defense by the time we got to the end of last season.
All right,
for sure.
Because we are spiraling in a million different directions here, which is okay.
You see how this is going to work.
This is the trust tree with a nest.
Yes.
That's what we do.
Let's talk this out. Let's get there.
The number one thing that I think you need to have, if you're going to bring on a young quarterback, is you need to have a defense with top 10 upside. My feelings on the defense haven't changed. This defense is absolutely still has a lot of the talent that you need to be who they need to be, to be the best friend to a young quarterback.
Washington's defense is not very good. They don't have much of a pass defense at all. They're winning because their offense with Jaden Daniels and all the other keys, Scary Terry, all these other guys are awesome.
Yeah, so this is the danger of trying to look at the Chicago actually is applicable in this situation.
Where they have one of the three best wide receiver tandems you're going to find in the NFL?
No, because they went out and traded for Montez Sweat, because they've added a defense that has incredibly high upside. So in my opinion,
I thought it's because they drafted Rome Odunze. I thought it's because they gave DJ Moore more money than any team in or any contract in Bears history.
Follow me here. You've got a defense that I think can be the bedrock that can help keep opposing offenses off the field, which gives your quarterback a chance, as many chances you need. The next thing you need to figure out is the offensive line. And the offensive line, you don't need to throw everything out. You might need a new O-line coach, which that feels like a sacrificial lamb you might have to make. And you probably need to go ahead and figure out the left tackle spot and maybe the left guard spot. But from the center over, you still have some good football players there. So, like, there's some pieces here. And in fairness, because you're going to say, well, they haven't looked good, you've got 10 games to find out who is next, who's here, and who are you riding with, and who are you who are you leaving behind? 216-474-0092. Existential crisis time, Browns fans. Where are you? Do you see the light? Do you see where this could go? Are you more where JP is, which is, this is probably, I don't want to say, it's not tanking, right? What word would you use? Because I think it's like a
I liked when you did the mini, what did you call it? Mini tooling? Mini rebuild? I don't know what you, what did
something
you use?
Different. All right?
Maybe it was something that was
I've
catchy.
I've been told it's fine. All right? Retooling, rebuilding, tanking. What are the Browns doing? That's next on 92.3 The Fan.